Curtis Dengler. You're with Mosquito Fleet.
That's right. That's right. That's me.
Yeah. Tell me about today's action.
Absolutely. So today we're essentially here to show not only Washington, but the world that this pipeline, Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline, is not just a Canadian fight, but it is a regional fight, and it's also a global fight over the stability of our global climate. But primarily, we're here to talk about the impacts on local waters and local communities. A lot of folks don't know that if this pipeline is built, the oil tanker traffic in the Salish Sea, Washington and Canadian waters included, would increase by 700%, something around 400 additional tankers per year, I believe. And these things are carrying heavy tar sands crude, which is extremely toxic and impossible to clean up because it sinks straight to the bottom. They're not only putting this product on tankers throughout U.S. waters, but we also have oil barges, which are largely unregulated. They're not required under Washington law yet to have tug escorts and full safety crews as oil tankers are. So essentially, we're here to say that Kinder Morgan's operations in our region already are unacceptably dangerous. So the last thing that we need is to make things 700% worse. And today is really about not only highlighting those local impacts, but most importantly, showing that this resistance has no borders and is regional and global, and we're coming together as one Salish Sea. We have folks coming down from British Columbia who are representing the struggle up north. We've been sending activists to support the struggles up north of the colonial border as well. And we're trying to come here as a united front to say that we won't put up with this project. It will not be built on our watch, and we'll do everything in our power to stop it. And that goes beyond just symbolic action, but to nonviolent direct action. Earlier this week, the Mosquito Fleet was out on the water at Kinder Morgan's terminal on Tuesday, and we blockaded the terminal and blockaded an oil barge shipment with climbers and kayakers. And, we're here to say that we're just getting started. And if Kinder Morgan continues to pursue this project, they will continue to see growing resistance throughout the region.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, my name is Carl Wassley.
And Carl, your life has really revolved around the fossil fuel fight for some time now. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I was born in Fairbanks, Alaska. I went K through 12 in Seward, Alaska, which was 1,000 miles down the coast from the Exxon Valdez oil spill. So as a teenager, I became very aware of the lies of these companies, some of the same investors that are right here at Kinder Morgan are part of the Exxon mobile investments in transportation infrastructure. And that's where most of the accidents occur and catastrophes, rather than industrial fossil fuel companies, usually along the transportation corridors that cause the most damage. And usually the highest risk areas are the ones that are most remote, that tend to have the most biodiversity and wildlife too. So I'm happy to be here today.
And you're a biologist.
I'm a biologist, Yupik biologist. I'm here on the Salish Sea, and salmon person. So anything that affects the salmon is a big issue for us. In Alaska, these pipelines would come through about, we'd have some super tankers in the Bering Sea. We've lost vessels in the Bering Sea before. Simple things like even lack of regulation and oversight in the northern Pacific and Bering Sea allowed the companies to run with secondary equipment. So, yeah, once they get out of the Salish Sea, I think it just even gets riskier with these companies. They're trying to cut back on transportation costs and make more money, and leaving us communities in Alaska at risk too.
Yeah, and you've been here for other actions as well.
Yeah,
Polar Pioneer.
Yeah, the Shell No action here. Occupied a barge right a couple hundred yards offshore here, and kept an eye on the drilling rig that barely made it up to Alaska and tried to sink its teeth into the Arctic Ocean, but ran out of time and ran out of ice and ran out of finances, and they had to cut their losses and Shell backed out. Thanks to a lot of folks in the Pacific Northwest keeping the pressure on and slowing them down. So that's what we're going to do with Kinder Morgan.
All right. Thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you.
My name is Rebecca Kinley. I serve as a youth leadership manager and the social marketing coordinator for the Lummi Nation. I operate and manage the Lummi Youth Canoe Family. So, you know, we had the honor and privilege of doing similar protests around issues that are meaningful and they, you know, impact our Stillingen, our way of life. The kids in 2014 came down here and did that. The Shell No protest, yeah, and that's where they first started getting interested in all the environmental impacts, especially since it was really a hit home because a lot of our families live off the water and they're gatherers. And a lot of the things that the corporate people are doing to make money is impacting the many, many families that we serve. Working with these youth now for over 8 years, the one thing that they've always told me is they've always wanted to create a legacy so when they have children that they were making decisions today that were going to impact their lifestyles. And I think that's a lot how our tribal leaders and our answers fought for what we have today. And we have to continue that movement.
The Terry Point victory was just phenomenal.
It was. Especially, like, I think that's irritating, knowing that we won that Terry Point terminal case. And now they want to propose putting the Kinder Morgan pipeline to the same area, which... like, do they really think they're going to win? I think Lummi brings strong unity of other tribes, but not just Lummi, like, in partnership with, like, Stalo, Tsleil-Waututh, you know, Tulalip. You know, it impacts all of us, not just one or two people.
Yeah, so you could be looking at, like, massive tanker traffic, oil slicks, oil spills.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. And then what it would do is it would totally destroy our way of life, and then we'd have to recreate and redefine who we are, and that's just not something I think we want to do or we're willing to do.
How many people are going to be out on the canoe?
We'll probably have 12. Mainly youth. I think that'll be 2 adults.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Definitely. Thank you.
My name is Howie Chong. I'm a campaigner with Stand.Earth, and I'm based out of Vancouver. In Vancouver, there is a massive mobilization against the Kinder Morgan pipeline. It's being led primarily by Coast Salish leaders from nations such as Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish. And a lot of people, settlers and immigrants alike, are following this indigenous-led opposition to the Kinder Morgan pipeline. Here today to bear witness to what's happening here today, to know that there is a lot of solidarity on both sides of the colonial border between Canada and the United States. We need to stop this for multiple reasons. It is it's dangerous to the Salish Sea. It has no indigenous consent in this part of the world. And it's just deathly for the climate and for orcas and the salmon who are here as well. So, you know, I know the stats from places like Vancouver. If Kinder Morgan ends up building this pipeline that currently terminates in Burnaby, which is a suburb of Vancouver, the amount of oil tankers up and down the Salish Sea is going to increase about 700%. So that's a sevenfold increase. Right now, there is about one tanker a day that goes into the Westridge Terminal for Kinder Morgan. Just outside there in suburban Vancouver, if they were to end up building this pipeline, it would be more than one a day. So if it would go from one a week to one a day, to more than one a day, so about 400 per year. These are what are known as Aframax tankers. So they are tankers that are that's the max size that you can use to go through the Suez Canal. And so that's the size, it's the maximum size it can put there because of the limited amount of maneuverability that exists in the Burrard Inlet in Vancouver Harbor. And so that's one of the dangers as well. In the past, in the 1970s, there was actually a barge that hit one of the rail bridges. That's how narrow some of these passages are. And they want to increase now the number of these massive Aframax tankers from one a week to one a day. And it's a huge problem. The city of Vancouver has done studies, and they've said that if this pipeline were to go through, there would be about an 87% chance of a massive spill in the lifetime of the pipeline. And that risks an enormous amount of not just like our natural environment, but of all the jobs that are reliant on such a clean environment. So that goes everything from tourism to fishing. There is a vibrant film community in Vancouver. There's all these different things that would be threatened, and all these like tens and hundreds of thousands of jobs threatened for a small handful of permanent jobs that this pipeline would bring. And so that's why there's so much opposition. This pipeline is doesn't actually benefit anybody on the coast, and only risks those on the coast. And those on the coast don't get any of the benefit and just have to deal with all of risk. And that's why I think a lot of people are here today, and that's why I'm here today as well.
And that's even apart from just the carbon impacts if it's actually transported and burned.
Yeah, that's right. I come to this fight primarily from the climate change world. I've spent about 15 years trying to fight climate change, and it would be an enormous impact. We are trying to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, but if they end up building this pipeline, all you're doing is locking our economy into a fossil fuel future when we should be doing the opposite. We should be actually moving off of it. Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada has been saying that, you know, you have to, quote unquote, balance the environment and the economy, but he's saying that in a way that really overemphasizes the economic impact of and only the economic benefit of this pipeline rather than all the economic risks that this pipeline would bring as well. The Trudeau government has actually said last week that they're willing to indemnify Kinder Morgan or any other company that decides to build this pipeline, meaning that the federal government in Canada and Justin Trudeau's government is willing to put in public money, public taxpayer dollars, to bail out Kinder Morgan if there are continued delays. He's willing to use Canadian taxpayer money to build a pipeline that does not have consent of over 150 First Nations. It does not have consent from over 150 First Nations. It does not have the consent from dozens of municipalities in British Columbia. And it doesn't have the consent of the people here or people in Vancouver as well.
Kai Sanborn, I live in Lopez Island in the San Juans, and I'm here because I think that the expansion of the Kinder Morgan pipeline represents a radical risk to the increased risk to the Salish Sea, and it also is to transport tar sands oil, which is dirty, costly, and as far as I can tell, a kind of criminal treatment of the earth. Tar sands extraction and fracking are examples of an end-stage addiction. It's like a junkie can kind of keep manage their addiction for a certain period of time pretty well. But pretty soon the drug takes over and they start getting more and more radical. They start shooting up using dirty needles and then end up with all kinds of harms. And I really see that in tar sands oil and fracking. So that's why I'm here.
Katie McFadden, Portland, Oregon. I have my own studio, local artist, ceramic artist, printmaker, and teach at Clackamas Community College. I've been involved with political activism my whole life, but most recently with kayaktivism.
You're in your 70s?
72.
You were on the water during the Fenica action.
I was. And detained by the Coast Guard and released, catch and release. No charges against me.
You're a pretty big fish.
I'm a big fish. And a number of people have asked me why kayaktivism, that particular format. And I just feel like it is probably one of the most poetic ways of opposing these tiny little boats standing up against the mega business, mega shipping industries. So it's time that we all came together and said we need to change the way that we live and how we relate to this planet. I got wind of it by going to a movie on the valve turner. These are the people that really came forward knowing full well that they were going to have serious charges against them. Ken Ward has said that there are times that laws are not necessarily in the interest of people and the planet at large. And this was a case in which he felt morally compelled to do what he could. Admirable. Heroes of the day.
So what are you looking forward to today?
Joining with people and having our voices heard that we need to rethink how we are living on this planet. The planet will get rid of us if we don't.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
We all are students at the University of Washington.
We're graduate students in atmospheric science at the University of Washington.
All right. And have you done kayaktivism before? Or?
I've done some activism and I've done some kayaking, but never at the same time. So I think it's a really good way to demonstrate, and I'm pretty excited. So
yeah, what do you like it as a form of demonstration?
I don't know. I think it really shows the amount of commitment and effort that people are willing to put into this cause. Just the fact that like there's all these kayaks here and all these people have come together to do this.
Been listening to the voices from canoe families and kayaktivists who gathered last Sunday, May 20th in Seattle to protect the Salish Sea and demonstrate their resistance to the proposed Kinder Morgan pipeline. This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mole Variety Hour. Special thanks to Carl Wassily for his help with this segment. Thanks, Carl. And the last word goes to an activist with the Canoe Families.
What do you want to say to Portland about KM?
About Kinder Morgan? Fight. Fight. All day, all night. We can't be this way. This is climate disaster. We have to.
Thank
together,
you.
Yahow. Tell them Yahow.
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 That means, Yahow means to complete something together that it can only be done together. People have to Yahow.